ba ba ba, little baby. Oh, being a mummy, darling. I like that, darling. Being a mummy. Yeah. You suck, suck, suck. Yeah. Hang on a minute. Having this baby is going to interfere with my life. It's going to interfere with my ability to go on a Lonely Planet guide of India via the road less travelled by. This thing's going to, in the future, cause all kinds of global warming and stuff like that. Ha! No breastfeeding for you. I don't have anything for you at all. Screw you. Screw you. I want you to have depression. I want you to have anxiety. I want you to have low IQ. It's the bottle for you. Yeah, it's the bottle for you. In fact, no, not even the bottle. Screw you. You're just going to be the future of the racist Nazi people. Screw you. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. Die. Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Jolly Heretic. Today I would like to talk about the issue of breastfeeding, and I would like to talk about, really, why people should breastfeed, and people who don't breastfeed are basically helping to mess up their baby's lives. Now, I was inspired to do this by what I read about is going on in America. There is a 40% shortage of baby formula, and this is causing all kinds of problems. It shouldn't be causing problems, obviously, because all women should breastfeed their children. But it is causing problems because a very large, only about half of women in America breastfeed their children even for the first 6 months. Which is recommended by the World Health Organization. Okay, the World Health Organization gets loads of things wrong, but the evidence is that with regard to breastfeeding, it gets loads of things right. So I want to have a look today at the issue. I want to have a look today at the issue of who it is that isn't breastfeeding, and basically what is going on. And the answer, and you should it should be obvious to you that this is going to be the answer, is that people that don't breastfeed are going to be fast life history strategists, people that are seriously mentally ill, people that have low intelligence, and people that have various genetic problems, and they are simply compounding these problems in their offspring. In essence, the people that don't breastfeed often can't breastfeed, but also don't want to breastfeed. So it's a two-pronged problem. So, in America, only about 1% of babies are exclusively breastfed for the first 6 months, and only about 5 out of 10 babies are breastfed at all for the first 6 months. This is the same in Ireland, only 5 out of 10. In Britain, about 8 out of 10 babies are mainly breastfed for the first 6 months, and in Scandinavian countries, it is 10 out of 10. And basically all babies are breastfed for the first 6 months, to the extent that in Finland, where I live, they talk about nurses being nipple Nazis, nurses insisting that the mothers be woken up in hospital to breastfeed their children rather than sleep and recover from having a baby, because it is considered so important to breastfeed. And they are, I'm afraid, right. There is evidence that are controlling for confounding factors, that people who are not breastfed have higher levels of mortality, higher levels of allergies, higher levels of breast cancer, higher levels of ovarian cancer, higher levels of hypertension, higher levels of diabetes, higher levels of strokes, higher levels of all kinds of problems. And also, even controlling for the mental health of the mother, people who are not breastfed seem to have higher levels of neuroticism, higher levels of mental instability. Now, certain people have trouble breastfeeding at all. Between 1 and 5% of women have tremendous trouble breastfeeding, and about 12% of women experience intermittent problems with breastfeeding with the flow of the milk. The milk comes about because pregnancy causes a spike in progesterone, and the progesterone causes an increase in the milk producing cells. So therefore, in a sense, the baby is causing its own food source to come about. However, if the milk builds up in the breast, then this results in fewer of those cells being produced, and ultimately in the woman's breast drying up. So it really is a matter of use it or lose it. Now, it has been found that approximately 1 in 1,000 women are unable to produce any milk at all, and that, as I said, about 1% have tremendous trouble producing, or between 1 and 5% have tremendous trouble producing any milk whatsoever. Now, this is normally a result of genetic problems. There are genetic problems with these kinds of people, in particular, an underactive thyroid. This is one of the reasons why a woman might not be able able to produce enough milk. There was a study as well in the UK, the cohort study between which of 7,855 infants who were tracked, and it was found that there is a clear association between being breastfed and IQ. So if you control for the IQ of the mother, and various other factors that are going to confound this, it's found that people that are breastfed have a 2 to 3 point advantage in terms of IQ. With regard to the mother, it should be, and also, as I said, they are less likely, again, controlling for the behaviour of the mother, they are less likely to have anxiety and neuroticism and things like this. Now, it should be said there is a curvy linear relationship between the mother's neuroticism and breastfeeding. So mothers that are very high in mental instability, that are very high in anxiety, either don't breastfeed because they're so high in anxiety that they're not able to produce any milk, it interferes with milk production, or they are so clingy to their baby that they breastfeed a great deal, and you'll find they don't want to let go, and so therefore mothers that are like that will breastfeed their children up to the age of God knows what, you know, 3 or 4 or 5. But so there is a curvy linear relationship. Now, the key hormone in this regard, apart from progesterone, is oxytocin. Oxytocin, indeed, has been called the milk ejection hormone. Oxytocin makes milk flow. Now, what is oxytocin? Oxytocin is basically the love hormone, the one-on-one love hormone. It causes you to bond very strongly. It brings about maternal and nurturing behaviour. It brings about emotional bonding. It is basically the hormone of love. That's what oxytocin is. So what we would expect is that women that don't want to breastfeed are going to be relatively low in oxytocin. Therefore, they are going to bond relatively. This is going to have two consequences. One, they won't want to breastfeed because if they're low in oxytocin, they won't be bonding strongly with their child. So they'll have no particular desire to have skin-to-skin contact and to bond with them and to spend lots of time with them and so forth. And secondly, they won't be able to breastfeed because it is oxytocin that is the milk ejection hormone. It is oxytocin that makes milk flow. So what we have really in terms of who is not breastfeeding is a reflection of something that is wrong with the mother. The mother being an unpleasant person, really, who is low in bonding, who is low in oxytocin, who does not bond with her child, is unable to produce milk. And at the same time, even if she could produce milk, she doesn't particularly want to breastfeed the child because that is nurturing behaviour and she is low in nurture. She is high in mental instability and anxiety. This tends to make people think about themselves. It tends to make people selfish. It tends to make people live for the now. It tends to make people not bond with other people. So what we seem to be seeing in America, I'm afraid, with this 40% problem with milk formula is a serious problem in the United States, because it is clear health benefits to and mental health, physical health, and even intelligence benefits to breastfeed. And you have this vast proportion, half of women in the United States that are not breastfeeding, you know, for more than at all. And it's seemingly a majority who don't breastfeed after 6 months. And you contrast this with societies which are, by all accounts, seemingly higher in agreeableness, higher in these kinds of traits, like Finland, and the breastfeeding is overwhelming. Now, why did we not breastfeed so much in the past? If you watch something like The Simpsons, Marge Simpson does not breastfeed. Indeed, there's an episode about The Simpsons in which Marge gets terribly upset that these upper-middle-class women are trying to force her to breastfeed and pressure her to breastfeed. Well, there are fluctuations. Someone called Jani Mietinen, who a Finnish researcher who I've interviewed on my channel, looked at this. There are fluctuations in over time in the extent to which human groups produce oxytocin. and also other hormones, such as testosterone. And the reason for this is obviously we are animals. We are in a relationship with other animals, animals that we predate and animals that predate us. And so in order to win the arms race, as it were, so that they can't become too adapted to killing us or avoiding being killed by us, then we will subtly alter in our behaviour patterns and subtly alter in even our things like our height over time in order to make us less predictable. So one of the ways in which we alter over time, and he has tracked this, is via oxytocin. So you go back to the 50s or whatever, and the level of oxytocin was low, and so therefore lots and lots of children were bottle fed. If you go further forward in time, the level of oxytocin is high, and so breastfeeding levels go up. So it's interesting that America is, and Ireland as well, are relatively low in breastfeeding. And it implies that the pattern of hormones that they're on is slightly different from that of Scandinavia. There's also these changes over time. And the other thing we should take into account is wet nursing. Wet nursing was common throughout history because the maternal mortality rate was relatively high, firstly. And so if children were not breastfed, then they would just die. So it was important to find some sort of wet nurse to breastfeed a child. The second thing is that wet nursing was very popular among the aristocracy. So even if the mother didn't die, the child would be breastfed by some other woman who had had a child, but who the child had died, or who had a child and had milk to spare. I don't know, but it wasn't done among the nobility. Now that's quite interesting because there is this idea in Plato and Sparta and whatever that the parents shouldn't bond with their children. The bonding between parent and child should be weak, and this should set up a child to be warlike or something like that, which, you know, to feel a low sense of nurture and love, so that it is a warlike person in adulthood, which is what it would set it up to be. It would reduce intelligence, but it would make it more neurotic and possibly more hostile. There's some evidence for that as well. So that may be why that developed, because the idea there should be a caste in society that is the soldier caste, and that caste is at the top, and therefore they shouldn't be breastfed not by their mothers anyway, that there would be weak parental bonds. So that could be germane. But basically the key thing is they say that they're nipple Nazis or whatever, or that they're the milk Gestapo, and well, so they should be, because the evidence is overwhelming that people should breastfeed. And as I say, those that cannot breastfeed are evidencing dysgenics. They're evidencing that there's something wrong with them genetically, and they're therefore making this even worse in their child using this environmental variable. And I would suspect that the kind of women that don't want to breastfeed are basically high in mutational load themselves. They're also dysgenic, and this makes them low in oxytocin. It means that they don't want to bond with their children, their babies, and that they are unable to produce milk precisely because they don't want to bond with their babies. So what we have in the bottle feeding epidemic that is going on is an environmental consequence of elevated mutational load, whereby people that have elevated mutational load have babies. Those babies are going to be relatively high in neuroticism and perhaps relatively low in intelligence. These factors will be made even worse by the inability and lack of desire for the mothers to breastfeed. So we have an environmental genetic combination that is leading to people that are higher in neuroticism and lower in intelligence. That is what's going on with breastfeeding. Well, I hope it's a bit of interest. If it has, please subscribe. It helps most violently if you do that. Remember, I live stream Mondays and Thursdays, 7 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. New York. And I will see you soon. And remember, breast is best. And goodbye!